the colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard, "My name is not Dr. Death." As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. The Simpsons squeeze onto the sofa only for it to turn into a monster and swallow them whole. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon.
Live from beautiful Laughlin, Nevada, it's the Miss American Girl Pageant. Brought to you by Meryl Streep's versatility. Smell like Streep for cheap. I'm your host, Troy McClure, and now here come the ladies.
We learned the truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens.
Like Miss South Dakota, Miss North Carolina, Miss Indiana, Miss Alaska.
Kids, I won't be home tonight, so I'm leaving you some low-cal microwavable TV dinners.
Okay.
I'm auditioning for a play. It's a musical version of A Streetcar Named Desire. Isn't that exciting?
If you ask me, they're all winners. We'll be cutting our first 40 contestants right after this. Let's take a minute to meet our distinguished panel of judges. Skincare consultant, Rowena. Syndicated columnist, William F. George. Token black panelist, Dredrick Tatum. And Mr. Boswell, the man behind those infamous worst dressed lists. Mr. Boswell, can you give us a sneak peek at this year's list?
Memo to Goldie Hawn. Cheerleading tryouts were 30 years ago. Let's grow up, shall we?
He's such a bitch.
I haven't been in a play since high school, and I thought it would be a good chance to meet some other adults.
Sounds interesting.
You know, I spend all day alone with Maggie, and sometimes it's like I don't even exist.
Sounds interesting.
It's time to name our five finalists, starting with Miss Montana.
A Butte from Butte.
Miss South Carolina.
Nothing could be finer.
Miss Delaware.
Good for her.
La, 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 la.
Marge, keep it down in there.
Homer, my audition is in half.
Hey, look, it's last year's winner, Deborah Jo Smallwood.
Tonight, my reign as Miss American Girl comes to an end, and I'd like to apologize one last time for my unfortunate remarks at the United Nations.
Maggie, cut that racket. And where exactly are you going?
I'm auditioning for a play.
Well, this is the first I've heard about it.
I told you several times. It's a musical version of A Streetcar Named...
Excuse me, Marge. I think that if you told me, I would remember. I mean, I'm not an idiot.
Well, I thought I told you.
Kids, back me up.
He's right, Mom. Sorry.
Match point, Homer.
I'm sorry, honey.
That's okay. We're none of us perfect.
At the community center.
Me, me, mamamo.
Well, how do you do, neighbor?
Hi, Ned. I didn't know you were an actor.
Oh, indeedly doodly. I've even been in a streetcar once before. I played Blanche Dubois. Mm-hmm. Just part of the fun of going to an all-male school.
Hello, I am Llewellyn Sinclair. I have directed 3 plays in my career, and I've had 3 heart attacks. That's how much I care. I'm planning for a 4th.
Maybe I should have taken a nice calligraphy class.
Oh, forget about it. That Mr. Takahashi's a lunatic.
Quiet!
Sorry.
I am not an easy man to work for. While directing Hats Off to Chanukah, I reduced more than one cast member to tears. Did I expect too much from 4th graders? The review, play enjoyed by all, speaks for itself. Those auditioning for the role of Stanley, take off your shirts. Take off your shirts! Déshabillez votre chemise! Schnell! 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 Nope. Try joining a gym. Oh, ye gods!
Hey, man, if you like that, you should see my butt.
You. You're my Stanley.
Hot diggity. How about that, Marge? Little old Stanley me, huh? Stella. Stella!
Hey, look me over!
Next!
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
Next!
There's got to be a...
Next!
Love!
Thank you for nothing. You're all terrible. What you ladies don't understand is that Blanche is a delicate flower being trampled by an uncouth lout. Forget it! Just strike the sets, clear the stage. This production is...
Homie, I didn't get the part. You were right. Outside interests are stupid.
Wait a minute.
I'll come home right away. All right, I'll pick up a bucket of fried chicken, extra skin, rolls, chocolate cream parfait.
Stop bothering my Blanche!
I play an aging Southern beauty who's driven to insanity by her brutish brother-in-law, Stanley.
Wow, my mother, the actress. I feel like Lucy Arnaz Luckinbill.
Are there any jive-talking robots in this play?
I don't think so.
Bart, don't ask stupid questions. Is there any frontal nudity?
No, Homer.
My name is Helen Lovejoy, and I'll be playing Stella.
I am Apu Nahasapima Petilon. I play Steve.
My name is Atu. I'm playing Pablo.
Lionel Hutt's attorney at law. I'm filing a class action suit against the director on behalf of everyone who was cut from the play. I also play Mitch.
I'm Marge Simpson. I'll be playing Blanche. I made some peanut butter brownies for everyone.
Well, would anyone else like a bite of banality?
I would.
Stanley.
Yeah?
You're pulsing with animal lust. You take Blanche and you fling her roughly to the bed.
Roger, Dodger.
Ned throws Marge onto the bed. Then Maggie puts on Ned's glasses.
Aw, isn't that cute? Me without a camera. Here, my sister runs a daycare center.
I guess a few weeks wouldn't hurt her. Maggie is allergic to strained pears, and she likes a bottle of warm milk before nap time.
A bottle? Mrs. Simpson, do you know what a baby's saying when she reaches for a bottle?
Baba?
She's saying, I am a leech. Our aim here is to develop the bottle within.
That sounds awfully harsh.
Mrs. Simpson, I don't like to toot my own horn, but we're the only daycare center in town that's not currently under investigation by the state.
Oh. Well, be a good girl, Maggie.
Miss Sinclair takes Maggie's dummy.
I'm sorry, Maggie, we don't allow these here.
She locks it away with dozens of others.
You're a dame and I'm a fella.
Stanley, stop or I'll tell Stella.
Passion, Mrs. Simpson, anger. This man disgusts you.
All I want is one embrace.
I'll twist this bottle in your face.
Here, Marge, let me. Hate to be an armchair Blanche, but I always gave it one of these. There's the old face shredder.
Mm.
You know, Mrs. Simpson, if you set out to push the bile to the tip of my throat, mission accomplished. I'm gonna crawl in the bed with a bottle of amaretto. Good day.
Easy, easy. Yes. Don't!
7-10, split.
Homer, can you run some lines with me?
Make Bart do it.
It'll just take a sec.
Gutter ball.
Don't! You see, Marge, while you're off in your own little world, you forget that other people have problems too.
At the daycare center, Maggie yearns after her dummy and tries to suck on various substitutes, her thumb, a crayon, a building block, and a Bart Simpson toy, but nothing satisfies. Maggie crawls underneath the other babies' camp beds, waking them up one by one. They follow her over to the locker where the dummies are kept, and they build a tower from toys. Maggie climbs the tower and reaches through the grill of the locker for her dummy. She manages to grab it, but it's too big to fit through the gaps and becomes jammed. She sucks on it through the grill, but the tower collapses, leaving her dangling from the locker. She falls as Ms. Sinclair enters.
Don't like to nap, eh? We have a place for babies like you. The box!
Maggie is placed in a pen, where she passes the time by bouncing a ball off the wall.
All right, let amateur night in Dixie commence.
I'm sorry, Llewellyn. I just don't see why Blanche should shove a broken bottle in Stanley's face. Couldn't she just take his abuse with gentle good humor?
Marge, your ride's here.
Homer, it'll just be a few minutes more.
You're a dame and I'm a fella.
Stanley, stop or I'll tell Stella.
Marge, I'm asking for white hot rage and you're giving me a hissy fit.
Marge, can I get some change for the candy machine?
Oh, here.
Hey, there's some quarters in here.
I just don't see what's so bad about Stanley.
Stanley is thoughtless, violent, and loud. Marge, every second you spend with this man, he is crushing your fragile spirit. You can't let that happen.
Homer charges into the vending machine.
Woohoo! Come to Papa. Marge, I'll be out in the car.
All I want is one embrace.
Marge, move it or lose it.
She imagines Ned as Homer.
I'll twist this bottle in your face!
Hallelujah, I've done it again. Ned, you're supposed to overpower her.
I'm trying.
Salt me.
Here you are, Homer.
What the? Why are you talking like that?
The play's tomorrow night. I've got to stay in character.
Hey, Mom, would it help if I talk like this, too?
It might.
And I'll talk like this. Bob's your uncle, mate.
That really doesn't help, Bob.
Big Daddy, would y'all mind passing a little old biscuit?
Can I slug off school tomorrow? Got a pain in me Gulliver.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock.
Oh, see you later, kids. I've got to go rehearse with Ned.
But, Marge, what about dessert?
For God's sake, you can pull the lid off your own can of pudding.
Fine, I will.
The ring pull snaps.
Oh, no, my pudding is trapped forever. So I can open my own can of pudding, can't I? Shows what you know, Marge. Marge! Hey, Marge!
Keep yelling, you big ape.
Aren't you being a little hard on old homie?
Oh, forget about him. Let's rehearse the bottle scene.
Let's not say we did.
Wait, I can't stand you.
So, what time does this play start?
Why? Are you going?
Well, I gotta go, don't I?
I'm sure you won't enjoy it. There's nothing about bowling in the play. Oh, wait, there is.
Probably not much of it.
Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Because I don't care, okay? I can't fake an interest in this, and I'm an expert at faking an interest in your kooky projects.
What kooky projects?
You know, the painting class, the first aid course, the whole Lamaze thing.
Why didn't you tell me you felt this way?
You know I would never do anything to hurt your feelings. Good night.
He falls asleep.
Playing nicely, little humans? Good, good. Hello, Maggie. Poor little dummard.
The moment Ms. Sinclair leaves, Maggie springs into action. She retrieves a bag from a Wendy house and uses a blind pull cord to zip up to an air vent near the ceiling. She crawls through the air duct until she reaches a vent above Ms. Sinclair's desk. She wedges a talking Krusty doll in place and ties the pull cord around her waist. She then lowers herself from the duct using two milk bottles as weights.
Hey, kids, I'm flame retardant.
She dangles just above a set of keys on the desk. The other babies see Miss Sinclair coming and use various toys to signal down the line. Maggie gasps, then releases the milk bottles and snatches the keys. She's pulled back up by the retracting cord.
If I break, buy a new one.
Miss Sinclair enters her office to find the keys replaced with two milk bottles. Maggie crawls back to the other vent and fires a length of string across to the locker using a plunger gun. She zip wires across, opens the locker, and tosses the dummies into the outstretched hands of the other babies.
Maggie, time to go to the...
Hundreds of babies stare at Homer, each sucking on a dummy. Homer tiptoes between the babies, looking freaked out. He picks up Maggie, then backs out of the room with Bart and Lisa, who are equally unnerved by the eerie babies.
Oh, babies.
Perhaps we are all a little mad, we who don the cap and bells and tread beneath the proscenium arch. But tonight, you will all be transformed from dead-eyed suburbanites into white-hot grease fires of pure entertainment. Except you, you're not working out. I'll be playing your part.
Drag.
Long before the Superdome, where the Saints of football play, lived a city that the damned call home. Hear their hellish roundelay.
Homer is already bored.
What's the matter, honey? Are you lost?
I'm looking for my sister, Stella.
It's Mom!
Huh?
My name is Blanche Dubois.
Homer suddenly pays attention.
I thought my life would be a Mardi Gras, a never-ending party. Ha! I'm a faded Southern dame without a dime.
I'm collecting for the Evening Star.
Come here. I want to kiss you just once, softly and sweetly, on your mouth.
I am just a simple paper boy, no romance do I seek. I just wanted 40 cents for my deliveries last week. Will this bewitching floozy seduce this humble newsy? Oh, what's a paper boy to do?
Marge is flung around the stage by wires.
Ooh, she can fly!
I think it's supposed to symbolize her descent into madness.
Oh. Homer watches quietly.
Whoever you are, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
You can always depend on the kindness of strangers to buck up your spirits and shield you from dangers.
Now here's a tip from Blanche you won't regret.
A stranger's just a friend, you haven't met. You haven't met. Streetcar!
The cast take their bows, then Marge receives a standing ovation. Ned brings her a bouquet of flowers, but then she notices Homer is the only one not standing or applauding. He has his head down and looks sad.
Mwah! Mwah! You people out there, you're the stars!
Good!
Marge is troubled by Homer's expression.
Blanche Dubois!
Mom!
Way to go, Mom.
Everybody was cheering for you.
Almost everybody.
Kids, wait in the car. I want to talk to your mother about this plaything.
Looking for a spot to fun with the Mrs. Agumna?
Shut up, boy.
Marge, you were terrific.
Oh, come on, Homer. By the end, you were so bored you could barely keep your selfish head up.
I wasn't bored. I was sad. It really got to me how that lady here... you know which one I mean. You played her.
Blanche.
Yeah. How Blanche was sad and how that guy Stanley should have been nice to her.
Yeah? Go on.
I mean, it made me feel bad. The poor thing ends up being hauled to the nut house when all she needed was for that big slob to show her some respect. Well, at least that's what I thought. I have a history of missing a point of stuff like this.
No, Homer, you got it just right.
Hey, you know, I'm a lot like that guy.
Really?
Yeah, like when I pick my teeth with a mail and stuff.
No, maybe just a little.
She kisses him.